We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're up to the footnote. The Chafetz Chaim went to great lengths discussing the different types of intent that a person can have when performing a mitzvah. And now he mentions on the footnote as follows. He says, "V'afsherachnu arbe binyan ze," and even though we really went on and on about this point, "uvranu midshei chazal divchol gavni mekabel adam sachar al ha'pula ha'tova she'oseh," and we've really proven, we've clarified that regardless of one's intent, at the end of the day, one does get good wages for the good action one does, even if it was without the proper intent. And our sages said that Hashem doesn't withhold even the wages for a good conversation, for saying something nicely. Nonetheless, there is still a great distinction between one who does a mitzvah for the sake of the mitzvah and one who does the action but not for the sake of the mitzvah. When one does it with the proper intent, then the effect that the mitzvah has in this world goes above and beyond this world. It goes higher and higher in the other worlds, whatever that means. And as our sages said, that with regard to this, the verse says, "Me'al shamayim chasdecha," one's kindness goes beyond the heavens. V'atam shekefi aseata ken koach tikuna. And the idea here is that the impact that the action has is in direct correlation with the purity of act. If you do the action in its purest form, then it has the greatest impact. If the action was a mere physical action, and it had zero intent, so then the action has no impact up above in the spiritual realm. So the impact is in this world. You did an act of kindness, so there's a certain reciprocation. When we are kinder people, then we are taught that Hashem from above is kinder to the world as well. The more kindness we show to one another, the more kindness Hashem shows to humanity at large and to the Jewish people at large. And this is the idea behind what people sometimes insinuate. People will sometimes suggest in whispers that the Holocaust was an outgrowth of the fight between the Hasidim and Misnagdim. What do they mean by that? Those that were against the Hasidic movement. So you had two centuries of bitter rivalry among the Jewish people. So we're taught that the approach that heaven takes to the world is reflective of our approach to one another. If we are kind to one another, so then there's more kindness showered upon us from above. If we behave improperly to one another, if we are mean to one another, so then from above there's less kindness and more exacting judgment. So that's what people sometimes will suggest. What?
Where's this source coming from?
Where's this source? So I don't want to say it in the name of anyone. Let's say it as something people say. I didn't give it too much weight. I don't want to give it a source because that gives it more weight than I know of it being worthy of. But the idea is nonetheless. Look, the concept that our actions cause a reflection from above is a concept that he quoted earlier from, I think it's called Shar HaKavanot. There's a book by Rav Chaim Vital. It's ordinarily printed in the back of the Tomer Dvora. I think it's called Shar HaKavanot. And I think over there, it's a short book. Over there he writes this concept. He quoted that earlier. But the concept appears in many places. So nonetheless, he's saying that if we do the action with greater intent, then the action has greater capacity to affect not only this world, but the world above. But if one has the correct intent, he's doing it for the sake of the mitzvah, So then that action has great holiness in its strength. And so that holiness affects things that are even above the heaven. Okay, and then he continues, and we'll see the continuation of Be'ezrat Hashem tomorrow night, where he quotes a Zohar, and he'll expand on this idea that our intent affects not only the wages we get in the world to come, but also the impact that the mitzvah has in this world and the worlds above.